أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. إن الذين عند ربك لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ويسبحونه وله يسجدون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 205 and 206 of Surah Al-Araf. After speaking about the Quran Sharif, the very basic fundamental respect for the Quran, that when the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا, two things: listen to the Quran Sharif attentively, and secondly, remain silent when the Quran Sharif is being recited. Here in this ayat, the first of the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about etiquette of dhikrullah, of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great sahabi, great commentator of the Quran, he says that in it also are various etiquettes of the Quran Sharif also. The Quran is also a form of dhikr of Allah, and it is the best form of dhikr of Allah. Hence Allah says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, and remember your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. How is a person going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart? Ulama say that there is two different degrees of remembering Allah in the heart. One is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart only, and secondly is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart, in the heart, and also with the tongue. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with both the heart and the tongue is far superior than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in the heart, because now the tongue is also engaged in the dhikr of Allah, the heart is also engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third option, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue and not with the heart, that is the least of the three. However, it is not a wasteful exercise that a person make dhikrullah and his heart is not turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. At least Allah has given him the tawfiq of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of our great ulama, Sufis, used to say that it is not us remembering Allah, it is Allah ta'ala remembering us. Because he has given us in the first place the tawfiq to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many great virtues of dhikrullah. Just two from the Quran Sharif very, very quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. In other words, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Whatever activity of the shariat, whatever ibadat that Allah ta'ala has sent down for us, the whole maqsad, the whole objective is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even jihad fi sabilillah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That when you're standing against the enemy, stand firm. But together with that, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the maqsad, that is the objective. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this should be done in the heart. That is the original way it all comes from. The second is Allah ta'ala says, tadarru'an. Do it tadarru. Tadarru with humility. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a great deal of humility, because it is in humility that a person will grade the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the heart. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَخِيفَةً. خِيفَةً with the fear. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear what? Some ulama have stated that fearing that we will never be able to fulfill the haqq of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much of dhikr a person makes, even if it is each second of each minute of each hour of each day, a person is totally engaged in dhikrullah, then also he can never fulfill the haqq of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Khifatan also means to remember the greatness of Allah and the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah says, وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ. And without being excessively loud, that when a person, there's two modes of dhikr, one is a silent dhikr that is inaudible, and one is a dhikrullah that is audible. The dhikrullah that is audible, وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ, means that a person shouldn't scream, because that is against the etiquette and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to understand this concept, here the noble, honorable commentator, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahimahumullah, gives one example when he speaks about the ayat, وَخَشِعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُوا إِلَّا هَمْسَا. And the voices will all be toned down. Why? Because of the dignity, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will hear nothing but a murmur or the footsteps of a person that is walking barefooted. That is on the day of Qiyamah. That is when the greatness of Allah ta'ala will really come into our hearts. So in this dunya also, a person should not scream out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many are those ahadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tone the sahaba down when they would be making dhikr, traveling, saying Allahu Akbar, saying Alhamdulillah excessively loudly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will tone them down. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوبِ وَالْأَحْصَالِ. How often we should make the dhikr of Allah morning and evening. Morning and evening at this time, and then in evening after Asr. Some ulama said that these are the times of acceptance, these are the times of the changing of the shifts of the malaika, so our books of deeds for the day will open with dhikrullah, it will close with dhikrullah. And some ulama say, like how we use the expression sometimes, I'm telling you, day and night, in other words, at all times, continuously make the dhikr, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, and do not be from amongst the heedless, those who become heedless of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One great advantage, one great virtue of dhikrullah is that the more a person makes the dhikr of Allah, the more he remembers Allah, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the heart of an individual. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Certainly those who are by your Rabb, those who are by your Rabb, one meaning is the Malaikatul Muqarrabin, those Malaika that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يستكبرون عن عبادتي, and they are not arrogant to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, they are humble and they make the ibadat of Allah. Some ulama say that here all the servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all included. وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ, and they make the tasbih of Allah, they glorify Allah. وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, and they make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first ayah of sajda tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So we heard it, the person that recites it, the person that hears it should be making the sajda. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Shaitan said that insan is such, the slave of Allah ta'ala is such, that he recites the ayat of sajda and he makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that he gets the pleasure of Allah, he gets jannat. Shaitan begins to cry and he says, I was commanded to make sajda, I didn't make sajda, and for me is the lanat and the fire of Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. That completes Surah Al-Araf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.